Talk about a day of the advance of knowledge. This certainly is the story of our time. This is Dave Breese reporting, and you can be very sure that I do my best to keep an eye on what is happening in our world in several different fields. One of them is the world of science. Therefore, I noticed with interest a recent article entitled, How Two IBM Physicists Triggered the Frenzy Over Superconductors. The article reads, 4 years ago, two scientists from the International Business Machines Corporation began work on an idea so big that they were reluctant to share the details even with IBM. The researchers at IBM's Swiss laboratory wanted to solve one of the toughest problems of physics, finding a cheap, simple substance to conduct electricity without resistance. But they were searching where experts least expected in this new superconductor to be found, in a ceramic that normally conducts electricity poorly. Their idea has made little sense as making a picture window out of solid steel. We are sure anybody would say, these guys are crazy, recalls J. George Bednors, one of the scientists. Indeed, when his partner, K. Alex Mueller, first mentioned the idea to an IBM official, he got a skeptical reaction. So, the two scientists hunted quietly, telling a supervisor a half-truth and steering a curious visitor off the track. Thus, it was quite a surprise when the scientists came up with one of the most significant electronics discoveries since the invention of the transistor in 1947. After 2.5 years of lonely lab work, continued in spare moments, Messrs. Bednors and Mueller discovered a new class of ceramic superconducting materials. The announcement of the finding last fall triggered the current worldwide frenzy about superconductors. In time, the materials may affect industry as profoundly as the transistor did, making computers smaller, electric motors more efficient, and electricity far cheaper. So, a report now is that a breakthrough is in the progress, whereby electricity can be transmitted with far greater efficiency over longer distances, more cheaply, and accomplishing greater things than ever. Those who look upon this from the world of science are predicting that we have now come upon the dawn of a new age in the energy field that could have fantastic implications for all of mankind. Could we now be speaking about energy transmission via satellite? Could we now be on the verge of cheap, small radio telephones carried by an individual whereby he could speak to any person on Earth at relatively small cost? All of these things and more now trigger the imagination of those who think about a future which they hope will be more sparkling and productive than ever. Seeing this, we will do well to remind ourselves that God said something very special about a period called the last days, way back in the days of the book of Daniel. He told Daniel that, as we moved into the last times, many would run to and fro and knowledge would be increased. By this, the Bible refers to a precipitant rise of knowledge in which the graph of human awareness would go up at a much steeper angle than ever. That knowledge would redouble itself so that human capability would move ahead in really staggering fashion. Look at what's happening in the world of superconductors. We surely could be forgiven for yielding to the temptation that this is that era of which Daniel the prophet was speaking. Superconductors, you see, represent a bridge of capability that could make just about everything else hundreds of times more efficient. Knowledge is certainly being increased, and the derivative benefits will be, you can be sure, spawned in profusion before all of us. It's time to look up and to allow for the possibility that we are those upon whom the end of the worlds have come.